Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy. Right now, I'm going to ask you a question that only you can answer. And every fellow and girl who is interested in sports will have to face this question and answer it honestly and truthfully. How about it? Are you the kind of person all the rest of the crowd looks to for leadership? Are you always ready to play the game the best of your ability and show your best winning performance when you're called on? Well, if you're not, I think it's time for you to do some mighty serious thinking. You see, the minute you get the idea that you can play games like a champion without working and training and practicing to make the most of your natural ability, you're pretty sure to be licked at the start. Now, what you want to do is follow the good example of the really great athletes, men like Jimmy Fox in baseball, or lots of the other famous champions of other sports you've heard of. The first thing you do is get in training. I know your own school coach will tell you that training helps make practice easier. And of course, it's by practice that you develop natural ability and the elements of leadership. You can see for yourself, then, it's training you want, first of all. And I can tell you something right now. Lots of champion athletes and many of the greatest coaches in sport put their okay on the three training rules of Jack Armstrong, the All-American boy, as one of the very best training programs a fellow or girl can follow. Now, here's the system. First, get lots of fresh air, sleep, and exercise. Second, use plenty of soap and water every day to help steer clear of germs caused by dirt. And third, eat a real athlete's training breakfast in the morning. Help yourself to a big, tasty bowl full of Wheaties, those nourishing flakes of real whole wheat. Wheaties with lots of milk or cream and a glass of fruit juice. That's a genuine breakfast of champions you should be eating regularly. Now, there's a breakfast especially designed to give you a big supply of nourishment that belongs in a good training diet. Nourishment that includes all the essential food values of whole wheat and flavor. Well, just you wait until you taste those super delicious Wheaties flakes. I'm telling you, that famous Wheaties flavor is so extra special good, you're probably going to want Wheaties every morning in the year. Now remember, your Jack Armstrong training program calls for the one and only Wheaties. So be sure to get yourself plenty of Wheaties right away. And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
While Uncle Jim and Betty are preparing for the voyage to the Philippines by checking supplies in the schooner Spindrift in San Francisco Bay, Jack and Billy have gone ashore to go to the post office. A small package with a mysterious token is waiting for them. A token from Professor Loring, whose yacht was lost in the Sulu Sea, with a precious quantity of uranium on board. An unscrupulous gang is interested in this rare uranium, for it may contain the secret of capturing the vast energy of the atom. And for some reason yet unknown to Jack and Billy, this gang is interested in this token from Professor Loring, too. Listen.
Here's Uncle Jim's car at the curb, this blue coupe. Hop in, Billy.
I'll drive.
What are you looking for?
Just nervous, I guess, Jack. I can't help thinking that maybe somehow that gang found out that Uncle Jim had the package sent to the branch post office.
Oh, I don't see how they could have unless they have eyes and ears everywhere.
Oh, gosh, Jack, I sometimes think they have.
But even if they did, what can they do? They can't stop us from getting the package. And right here in the city, they'd have a fine chance of pulling any rough stuff.
Jack, just being in a city wouldn't stop that crowd. Not when they're playing for such high stakes.
Well, let's cross that bridge when we come to it. There's a lot of traffic on the waterfront. How far is that post office?
3 blocks down and one to your right.
Only 4 blocks? If they want to hijack the package from us in that distance, they'll have to act fast.
And I'll say, we're not letting the grass grow under our feet after we get that thing in our pocket.
I'll put it on my finger. So if they take it, they'll have to take me, too.
And that is, if it really is a ring.
It's a ring, all right. Our foreign friend gave that away. What a ring it must be.
I'll bet Betty is just about right. It must have some sort of secret power to it.
It has a secret of some kind, or they wouldn't be going to so much trouble to get it.
Here's where you turn, Jack.
we're almost there, Billy. Keep an eye out for a parking place.
Yeah, just try and find one. Oh, wait. There's one right in front of the post office.
Well, I must live right, Billy. Well, in we go. See, I hope I haven't lost my notice. Nope, here it is.
Jack, look at that fellow standing by the mailbox with his hat pulled down over his face.
Who? One with his back turned toward us?
That's the one. I caught a glimpse of his face before he turned away. And, Jack, it looked an awful lot like the fellow who was aboard the Spindrift yesterday.
We'll have to find out about that.
He's walking away, Jack. Let's get after him.
Wait a minute, Billy. What would you do if you caught him? There's nothing we could do. Anyway, he's gone. And we're not going to let him stop us from getting that package. Here's the post office. Here, Billy. This window over here. May I have this package, please?
Just a second.
The clerk doesn't seem a bit excited about it. Why, he acts as though it was just an ordinary package.
Well, it is an ordinary package to him, I guess.
Here you are.
Do I sign here?
Yep.
Okay. Thanks a million. Come on, Billy.
What? It's a package and a letter, Jack. A small package, too. It must be a ring. Open it, Jack, and let's see.
Not here, Billy. We don't know who's watching us. Just appear casual and natural and keep your eyes open as we go back to the car.
Oh, okay, Jack. But don't hold it in your hands.
You bet I won't. It's an inside pocket for this package until we get safely back to the Spindrift. Keep an eye out now. Get in the car and we'll head for the dock. Has that chap come back?
No, the street's pretty clear.
Well, he probably wouldn't be the one to do the rough stuff anyway.
Well, I guess that wasn't our foreign friend after all, or he'd have done something by this time.
We're not back yet, Billy.
So, yeah, you better step on it, Jack.
Too dangerous, Billy. Too much traffic. Hey, there's an officer behind us. I wonder who he's after.
Jumping, Junior. I bet he's after us.
He can't be. I haven't done anything.
He is, Jack. He's after us. Here he is.
Pull over to the curb, you.
Why, officer, what's the matter?
You know what's the matter. Speeding.
Speeding? Why, you're crazy.
Don't get fresh now. That'll only make it worse. Live in town?
No. But, officer, I know we weren't speeding. Why, just before we heard your siren, I was looking at my speedometer.
Tell it to this sergeant. If you don't live in town, I'll have to take you to the district station.
Well, where's that?
I'll lead you there. Follow me. And no tricks, mind you. If you try to turn away, it'll go all the harder with you.
All right. We'll follow you.
Right, Jack, and we weren't speeding at all. Gosh, it's enough to make a fellow see red.
I hope the police sergeant believes this. I haven't much money with me to pay a fine.
The officer's turning into the next street. He's watching to see that we follow him. Of all times to be picked up. When we've got that package from Professor Loring with us, and when everything depends on our getting back to the schooner before that gang can get a hold of us.
Wait a minute, Billy, that gives me an idea. How do we know that this whole thing isn't a trap?
Gosh, a Willikins, Jack. I hadn't thought of that. Do you suppose...
Look at that motorcycle. Does it have a regular police tag on it?
Well, it looks like a regular police tag, all right.
And he's in a regular uniform, too. That doesn't prove anything. They could make the tag and probably buy the uniform.
Let's turn quickly at the next corner.
We'd better make sure first. If he is on the level, he'd catch us, and we'd never convince the sergeant that we weren't guilty.
But, Jack, if we wait, it may be too late.
We'll wait a little and keep our eyes open. If he tries to lead us up any dark alleys, we'll break away.
Look, he's pulling up to the curb. He's signaling for us to stop in front of that building.
Look sharp, Billy. Can you see any police signs on the building?
There is a sign there. Here's where we stop, all right. I guess it's okay, Jack. Sign says police station, 4th District.
Billy, it's a new sign, a brand new sign. It's just been put up. It's a trap, Billy. The whole thing's a trap.
Why, you're right, Jack. Why, that's not a police building. Step on it.
Watch out, Billy. He may try to use his gun. He jumped off his motorcycle, Jack.
Oh, good. He tripped over it.
I'll cut in ahead of this truck before he gets a chance to do anything. Hold on, Billy. I'm going to take this turn.
Okay. Gosh, you made that on two wheels.
Is he following us, Billy?
I don't see him.
Hold on for another turn.
There. Holy smokes, Jack.
Now he won't know which direction we've gone. I'll slow down.
Jiminy cricket, that was a narrow escape, Jack. When we get back to the boat, I'll have to pin a medal on you for quick thinking.
Well, it wasn't any too quick. I should have smelled a mouse the moment he stopped us. I knew we weren't speeding. We just got started.
Jack, whatever is in that package must be dynamite to somebody.
Well, we'll soon find out. We're almost back to the dock now.
We did travel. Look, there's Uncle Jim waiting for us. Wonder why he isn't on board the schooner.
Hi, Uncle Jim. I thought we left you on the Spindrift.
So you did, Jack. But for no reason at all, I got worried. I was just about to follow you to the post office.
No reason at all. Say, you'd be surprised, Uncle Jim.
What happened? You both look as if you'd passed through a ringer.
Well, we didn't miss it much, Uncle Jim. After we got the package, we got picked up for speeding.
Why, Jack, I've always told you...
But we weren't speeding, and we should have known it was a trick. The officer told us to follow him to the district station.
Well, what happened?
Well, Jack got suspicious that he wasn't a real policeman. And when we got to what we thought was a station house, Jack noticed that the sign was a brand new one. Just painted.
Well.
It was a trap, all right. But I stepped on it, shook off the make-believe policeman, and here we are.
Thank heaven for that. Have you got the package?
Yeah, here it is. We haven't opened it yet.
Move over. I'll get in the car with you. Now we'll see what all the excitement's about.
What is it, Uncle Jim? What is it? It's
all wrapped up. Here it is. A ring. It is a ring, Uncle Jim.
Boy, oh boy, what a ring. It looks as though it's made of ivory.
Let's see it. No, Billy, not ivory, I'm sure.
And look at the jewel in it. Looks like an emerald. I never saw an emerald so brilliant before.
And look, Jack, it's engraved. What queer figures.
They are queer, aren't they? Let me look at it more closely. How odd.
What's that, Uncle Jim?
This engraving. I wonder what these two crocodiles mean.
Don't forget, Uncle Jim, that this ring came from the Philippines.
I know, but the Sulu Sea is surrounded by the Mohammedan Moros.
Do the engravings mean anything, Uncle Jim?
I don't know. They're symbolic of something, of course.
But I'll bet a million that's not why that gang is turning things inside out to get it.
It's too soon to tell, Jack. There's more to this than meets the eye.
There's a letter, too, that came with it.
I thought there might be. Let's see it.
Maybe it explains all about the ring and the symbols on it.
From the same skipper who picked up the sailor from the sunken yacht. Not much in the letter itself. He says that the sailor asked him to forward this ring and message to me from Professor Loring.
A message? Like the one he wrote before?
I don't see it. Oh, here it is. Dropped on the seat of the car. Oh, it's just a scrap of paper.
Doesn't it say anything?
Wait a minute. There's some faint writing on it. Looks like pencil writing that's been soaked. It says, Dear Jim, the ring may reach you, or it may fall into other hands, so I dare not tell you more. In any case, it will protect you. Good luck, and carry on.
Well, can you beat that?
He doesn't tell a thing about the ring.
No, Jack. Evidently, he didn't dare, for some reason.
You mean, Uncle Jim?
I mean, there must be a vital secret locked up in that ring somewhere. A secret so important that if it fell into the wrong hands, it would do immeasurable harm. Professor Loring couldn't risk that secret going astray.
But he knew, Uncle Jim, that somehow you'd be able to discover the secret and carry on.
That's our job, Jack.
Maybe the secret is in the engraving.
Let's see the ring again, Billy. No, I don't think it's in the engraving. It's in the ring itself. And it's our job to find out what it is before we reach the Sulu Sea.
Say, what is the secret of that mysterious ring? It must be pretty important to somebody, at least. Will Uncle Jim and Jack find it out before it's too late? And don't forget they're about to brave the stormy Pacific. That gang isn't apt to let them out of their sight. So listen in, all of you, at the same time tomorrow to the mystery of this remarkable ring and see what happens when the Spindrift puts out to sea with Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy. Now, if you find yourself getting hungry when you get home from school in the afternoon, what you want is Wheaties. Help yourself to a big bowl full of those tasty Wheaties flakes with lots of milk. Boy, that's eating. Yes, sir, it's a cinch. You're going to get lots of extra pleasure out of that orange and blue Wheaties package if you'll remember to have Wheaties every afternoon.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat with all of the bran. Won't you try Wheaties?
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye until tomorrow for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions, who have just presented another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
Wave the flag for Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champs.